I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We thought, would it be Pierre Strong? Would it be Amani Marshall at running back? Instead, it turns into, here comes two guys. And so will they bring back one of their guys? Will they go out and sign a running back? There are tons and tons and tons of running backs who were cut yesterday who are actually kind of intriguing.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good analysis right there.
Yeah. This is my problem with cut down day. You've been cut for a reason. Like, I hate doing this whole thing where then we turn around and scratch.
Yeah, but guys get cut all the time in the NFL.
And we kind of, like, you know, scratch through and try to find maybe somebody slipped through the cracks and all that stuff. It's like, which of these guys are you really looking at and thinking, okay, maybe this is something. The dude who ran, the rookie who ran a 4.8 from Notre Dame, whose name I can never remember to save my soul, but he's like a bowling ball. Like, okay, you could maybe sell me on something like that. Then maybe you got a rookie with some potential who in a different system might be better in a one-cut system versus what Sean Payton wanted to run. Okay, fine. You could sell me on something like that. I just don't look at this running back group that's out there and go, okay, this will work. This is it. I'd rather just run with Jerome Ford and run out there with Dylan Sampson.
Well, you only
and just
have,
make it work.
But you only have two.
Correct.
Teams carry at least three running backs. So you're going to pick up somebody. Kevin Stefanski said that yesterday. I mean, you're not going to carry two. That's not the way it's done. So you're going to have to pick up somebody. If you're looking for guys who are available, and let me, if you play fantasy football, these names are going to sound familiar to you. But these guys
just were, the list of people who've had a cup of coffee on your fantasy bench?
No, actually, these are just guys who got cut who have been intriguing running backs at some point during their lives.
So it's not the Alfred Blue All-Stars?
For instance, a young dude in Denver, Audric Estime.
That's the kid who runs the 4.8 who's a bowling ball.
I mean, that,
from Notre Dame.
That kid is, he's like 22. He's not even 22. But he got cut by Denver yesterday. Now, some of these guys will go back to their teams on practice squads. But the Browns have the second spot in the waiver claim list. So if they find somebody they really like, they can flat out go and grab somebody. Keyshawn Vaughn, who was in Tampa, was an interesting guy for a while, cut by San Francisco. Jamichael Hasty, Pierre Strong, cut here. Could he come back? Yeah. Malik Davis was cut by Dallas. Royce Freeman got cut. Cam Akers cut in New Orleans. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that these are the guys you can sign, but this is, or that you should sign. These are guys you can sign. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who you mentioned yesterday, was former first-round pick. Khalil Herbert, who was a former Chicago Bear, got cut by Indy. DJ Dallas, who was in Seattle, got cut. Michael Carter, Trey Sermon got cut by the Steelers. Ronnie Rivers by the Rams. D'Ernest Johnson, former Brown, got cut by Baltimore.
See, that's the one that you'd point to that would make sense, because at least he knows what Kevin Stefanski wants to do, generically enough. Now, some of the terminology may have changed or something like that, but like, at least there's a pretense there. And success, may I add.
Well, some success as well. That's true. But this is just what I'm saying. There are guys at the running back spot, and I hate to downplay the running back spot, but when you go to the depth positions at running back, you can downplay it like crazy. Well, because here are 12, 15 guys who, if they signed any one of them, I would think, oh, that's interesting. And that guy can come in and be your third string running back while you're hoping to get Quinshon Judkins back, maybe put Imani Marshall on the practice squad. You know, it might have been just a move the Browns made, and teams do this. And for instance, Charlie Hewlett got cut in Philadelphia, former Browns long snapper. But they cut him thinking, and I'm sure it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge with him, hey, we need the roster spot right now, but we're going to bring you back. So don't sign with anybody if you want to be here. You're coming back. That's the word in Philadelphia. So that happens. Maybe that happened with Imani Marshall and practice squad here. But, you know, if a guy gets claimed, a guy gets claimed. Keep in mind, the Browns have the second spot. The only team that can claim guys over the Browns, the Tennessee Titans. And that's okay.
hang with me on this because it all coincides.
All right.
How much do you trust the Browns' offensive line?
Is it healthy?
As of right now, yes.
All right, then I trust it a lot.
Okay. So if you trust the Browns' offensive line, how much do you trust Kevin Stefanski in the run game?
I trust him a lot.
Okay. So if you trust your head coach and you trust your offensive line, you're pretty much in Mike Shanahan territory. And by that, I mean the great Mike Shanahan quote that has always been there of, I could take the tuba player from the band and turn him into an 1,000-yard runner.
Well,
which was always the quote that Mike Shanahan did. Right. And he did that with Mike Anderson.
Olandis Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben Drones.
So if that ends up being the case, what is to stop Kevin Stefanski from just grabbing anybody and turning him into what you need?
Well, that's my point, Dan.
That's the system of the one-cut running back.
Right.
So we're looking at this of guys with previous success instead of looking at this going, okay, who's got that one cut burst that fits perfectly? Who's got that, you know, I could put my foot down and I can then all of a sudden just take off in a certain direction. It's why D'Ernest Johnson probably makes the most sense out of all of them because we've seen him succeed in that exact scheme.
Well, we saw him succeed here.
Exactly.
He had some silly games here
exactly.
that were really pretty good. Then he ended up in Jacksonville because he wanted to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
I could see D'Ernest coming back here. The Browns have a tendency to bring back guys. D'Ernest Johnson would certainly be one. Could Pierre Strong still be that guy? I think Pierre Strong and Dylan Sampson might be too similar of running backs. And maybe they're looking for something a little different there.
Yes, and also it's a medical waiver for Pierre Strong.
Because of the concussion.
Right.
But that, in theory, concussions clear up. So, you know, it could be a medical waiver and then he ends up back here.
Correct.
But we'll see.
We will definitely see for sure. But you're right. I don't stress on that one because of that exact reason. I've got an offensive line that can road grade. I've got a coach who knows how to run the ball. Just find me a human being with fast legs and let's go. Who can hold on to the ball. Hold on to
well,
the ball, fast
that,
legs.
There's that too.
And let's go.
But some of these other guys, like Audric Estime was a pretty interesting guy when he came into the league. I just throw that out. The Browns are clearly, when Quinshon Judkins is here, you know what's going to happen. It's Judkins, it's Sampson, it's Jerome Ford, and you're set. The question is, how long does that take? When's that going to happen? Does it happen this year? I would think it does, but you never know.
It's just tough to run in the NFL when your top speed is a 4.8 40. Like, that's tough. That's slow for the running back position. And I know that, I mean, the guy's a bowling ball. Like, anybody who watched Notre Dame, watch him just throw people off of him. It's just in the NFL, you're not throwing off future accountants and doctors and lawyers and, you know, people who will walk out with degrees that aren't in football.
Still, just 21 years old. Somebody's going to sign him. 227 pounds, big, strong guy. In other words, get ready because the Browns are going to be really active today. And that's probably a good thing.
Do you see another spot on this roster that you look at and think, okay, they probably need a little bit more reinforcement here
wide
compared
receiver.
To what the initial 53?
Absolutely. It's still at wide receiver to me. I think they have guys at wide receiver that you could upgrade from. And there are a bunch of guys just like it, running back, who got cut yesterday around the league. Do they find one or two of them intriguing? Yeah, that could quite possibly happen. That could quite possibly happen. And we'll see whether they do that or not.
So if I were to tell you, and we're crystal balling this because I have nothing else to base this off of. Let's say 60% of the snaps of the Cleveland Browns this season were with two tight ends and one running back on the field. Would that make you look at the wide receiver position a little bit differently?
Not really. Not really. And I say that only because you still need quality guys there. And I'm not convinced they have quality guys there. I hope Isaiah, I think they have several. I'm a Cedric Tillman fan, as you know. I like Cedric. I think he's a good wide receiver. But there are question marks with all these guys, except Jerry Jeudy. And I'm going to say there's not a question mark with Jerry because he's clearly a competent NFL wide receiver. Is he upper echelon number one? Okay, that could be a question. In the minds of some, that could be a question. In my mind, it is. You know, I don't put him in the same category as Jamar Chase or T. Higgins, even, and Justin Jefferson. I don't. But he's good. So if you want to have a question, there it is about Jerry Jeudy. Otherwise, everybody else at wide receiver is a question. Isaiah Bond, great. Glad they signed him. Can he play in the league? We don't know. Jamari Thrash looks pretty good. Can he elevate from his rookie year? We don't know. But we're going to find out. I would think they're going to look for reinforcements at that spot. There are a couple of guys out there that got cut that I think are interesting. One guy that I've mentioned time and time again for the Browns is a guy named Terrace Marshall, who was with Carolina, and then he got cut by Philadelphia. He's been around a little bit and hasn't really latched on. I think he's got some ability. So he's a guy that I think is really interesting. But there are a lot of wide receivers who got cut. We'll see what the Browns do there.
If you're going to tell me, though, that I'm going to run the majority of my offense with two tight ends on the field, and then which means I'll only need two running backs to begin with, or running backs, good golly, two wide receivers to begin with, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, except you play numerous wide receivers. They'll run some three wide receiver sets.
Right,
they might even run some four. Although Harold Fannin can go out and be in that, and so can David Njoku.
And so can David Njoku.
Yeah.
Right. Which is, I think, why they are looking at this. You know, it's to give Andy credit, he's always pieced that whole group together, going, you know, basically as like pass catchers. You know?
Well,
I think that's how the Browns are looking at it as well.
Okay. Except then to me, it's still light. Because other teams also have one or two good tight ends. You know what I'm saying? Okay, great. The Browns have good receivers. Well, so does everybody else. And most every team has at least one good pass-catching tight end. And the Browns hope to have two. There's another question. Harold Fannin, we all like the idea. Let's see if he can play. Hope he can. But, again, it doesn't negate the fact that they're light, I think, at the wide receiver position when it comes to answers. And by answers, I mean guys who have played and can play in the league.
But this is my whole argument that always goes back to your... I said we've known each other for long enough. I know you will perpetually say that there needs to be more wide receivers on this team.
Yes. Well, it's the way the league is now. The league is designed to favor quarterbacks and wide receivers.
But, okay. The rules themselves, yes, but if we are going to live in the world that we're in now of how teams are playing defense, where they are playing, you know, and I'm not trying to get too X's and O's and put people to sleep, but if you're going to play these like cover two world that we're in now, where you got two high safeties with the whole idea of we are going to put a dome on top of your offense, the way you beat that is to get heavy. And by that, I mean is put the big boys out there and run the ball. That's how you beat that defense that is everywhere. And if you need proof of it, that's what the Philadelphia Eagles did to the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They got pressure with four, and they put that dome on top of Patrick Mahomes and said, you will not throw over us. So if I'm Kevin Stefanski, you're saying I need more wide receivers, I need more wide receivers. I'm looking around and going, okay, if we're going to live in this world where everybody is going to be putting this dome on our offense and trying to get more athletic and trying to get thinner and smaller and faster, well, then I need to get the heavy boys out there and let's bowl them over.
Joining us now on the Fan Hotline, legendary character actor Clint Howard, whose career I've followed forever. He's going to be in town Galaxy Con coming to Cleveland for the first time this weekend. It's at Huntington Convention Center, right downtown. And a guy who has been in horror movies and every other kind of movie you could possibly imagine is going to be there. He was in Evil Speak, Silent Night, Deadly Night 4, Carnosaur, Ticks, Ice Cream Man. I could keep going. Clint Howard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for joining us, Clint.
Well, good morning. I really appreciate that. And you took a deep dive when you started mentioning Evil Speak and you know, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 4 and Part 5, mind you.
If you don't like horror movies, you might not know that Clint has done all of these. Clint, I know you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
From everything else, what's with the horror movies? I know you love them. Why? As a guy who's been in so many different types of things, what is it about this genre you love?
Well, I'll tell you what I love about it is gainful employment.
You sound like us.
My dad, Rance Howard, was a wonderful man. He taught both myself and my brother really the fundamentals of acting and life. And one thing he said, he himself as a character actor was really, really reluctant to turn work down. You know, if they offer you a good paying job, you might want to think about taking it. And so, you know, the first horror movie I did was Evil Speak. When I read the script, I saw could this be considered questionable? I mean, this kid gets possessed by the devil and cuts people's heads off.
That sounds normal these days.
I was about 20 years old at the time, and I talked to my dad about it. He goes, you know, son, if you don't take the job, somebody else will. So anyway, I've had a wonderful career making horror movies. I'm making comedies, you know, Austin Powers. My episode of Seinfeld was something that has stayed with me for a long time.
Classic.
Waterboy. I've been in the business for 63 years, and I've been able to do a lot of different kinds of work.
I've loved watching your career, Clint, and Clint's family, Ron Howard, your brother, your dad, Rance, your father, Gene, or your mother, Gene. You guys were all in so many things and in so many things together. The one thing I've always wondered, Clint, in watching your family, because I love picking your dad out of shows, because you see your dad in all kinds of different things. How in the world did your parents balance raising you and Ron while you're starring in Gentle Ben and he's in the Andy Griffith Show? You're young kids with parents and you're doing all this. To me, it was fascinating to watch. How did they pull that off?
Oh, listen, this may sound a little corny, but I don't believe it is. I think they pulled it off with love. Dad loved his boys. He loved his wife, and he loved the opportunity to work in the entertainment business. And he respected it. You know, one thing that we learned is not to get intimidated by the situation, to just to deal with it one moment at a time. So anyway, for us, it was normal. It's, you know, Ron and I wrote a book 3 or 4 years ago called The Boys, a memoir of Hollywood and family. And it was a New York Times bestseller, and it really chronicles our thoughts and our lives as child actors. And so I think for people that are interested in this kind of stuff, to get a copy of The Boys, or you can also get it on audio tape, which is kind of fun because Ron speaks his words and I speak my words.
Oh, nice.
So it just talks about, the journey, the wild ride that we had. And it really wasn't that wild. It was unique, but it wasn't that wild. And it was, we really owe it all to Mom and Dad.
Clint Howard joining us on the Fan Hotline. You can see him at Nightmare Weekend in downtown Cleveland at the Huntington Convention Center this weekend, August 29th through the 31st. Meet Ron McFoley, Clint McFoley, various other people along the way. So, Clint, you were in The Waterboy as well, which, of course, we are a sports talk station, so we got to hit the sports film. How much fun was it being on the set with Adam Sandler and that whole group recording The Waterboy?
I only worked on that show for like 3 days. I'm throughout the movie, but the way they shot it, when it was time to do my stuff, they shot me. And it was Jimmy Johnson getting to tousle Jimmy Johnson's hair. it was a huge thrill. I appreciated the opportunity to be in this. I'm a huge sports guy. The opportunity to be in that film was a blast, and it didn't disappoint. One thing I got to mention about Sandler, first of all, Adam is a frigging mensch of all mensches. What a wonderful man he is. And he always has been. But I got to work. I got to work a year or two after Waterboy. I got to be with Ozzy Osbourne. Because I worked in a movie called Little Nicky.
Wow.
And Ozzy and I worked in the same scene, and we spent time in the makeup room together. And Ozzy was just, absolutely just a one of those one in a lifetime guys to kind of get to know. And granted, we were in the makeup room. I only had a few brief conversations with Ozzy, but what a sweet dude. And frigging, his impact on the world and obviously on his family. Ozzy had a huge impact on his clan. And when you think about it, you think, Prince of Darkness, what a nutty guy, yeah. Probably overindulged. But the fact is, he was a genuine, genuine dude. And there was, in my mind, when I looked at him, I didn't see Prince of Darkness. I saw Prince of Fun and Prince of Love.
Clint Howard's joining us. Clint has been in so many different things, hundreds and hundreds of acting credits. I'm thinking that you're going to play along with this. Can we give you a quiz about you?
Oh yeah. Shit. If I don't score 100, I got to go check myself into the mental hospital.
That was kind of our thinking. We even made an open for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Hit it, Dano.
Baskin and Phelps present, how well does Clint Howard know Clint Howard?
Best tackler I've seen since Joe Montana.
Clint, not everybody gets their own little intro.
That's awesome.
I'm just telling you.
Can you send me a copy of that?
Yeah. Yes, we will, actually. We're going to start with this one. You ready?
Of course.
My reference on this is Wikipedia, so who knows if it's right or not. According to Wikipedia, you appeared in all but which one of these 1960s, 1970s crime detective lawyer shows? Which one did you not appear in? And I'll give you all of them, and then you tell me. Judd for the Defense, The FBI, The Fugitive, Mod Squad, Barnaby Jones, The Streets of San Francisco, The Rookies.
Barnaby Jones.
You are correct. Way to go. Clint Howard is one for one. According to Wikipedia, you appeared in all but which one of these 1960s, 1970s sitcoms? Happy Days, The Odd Couple, The Patty Duke Show, Nanny and the Professor, The Partridge Family, Family Affair.
Partridge Family.
You're 2 for 2. I am very impressed. See, you've been in so many things. I'm wondering if you're even aware of which ones you haven't been in. By God, you're on the money. One more of these. According to Wikipedia, you appeared in all but which one of these 1960s, 1970s westerns? You are a man for all genres. Now in the horror stuff. Gunsmoke, Bonanza, The Big Valley, Lancer, The Virginian, Laredo.
Big Valley.
Oh, my God. You're on fire. That's really good.
No. Excuse me. I have brain cells.
But you were like 9 when you did some of these. That's the thing. That's the thing that gets me. All right, here's one more.
Hold on. I can remember. I think I can remember everything I've ever done.
Can you really?
It's just weird.
Well, you were what, 3 when you were Leon on the Andy Griffith Show, right? Weren't you 3?
I have no memory of that. I have no memory of working on the show, but of course I have got a memory being associated with the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, that was, you know, Ron working on it and being in that atmosphere.
Your dad was on it.
Yes, my dad did actually played two different characters. But let me just tell you, before you do the last one, you're using Wikipedia as a source, okay? And I understand with the search engines and the frigging algorithms and stuff, they get a miraculous amount of information correct and filed in the right order.
Yeah.
I consider it's like this giant collection of baseball cards, and they can just instantly sort out. Everybody's got their own pile of baseball cards. But anyway, with Wikipedia, when Wikipedia first came out, I have a page, this thing, Wikipedia came out, and it's this giant encyclopedia, and there's a page that says Clint Howard, and they said that I played World of Warcraft, and I reportedly breeded chinchillas.
I'm assuming 0-2.
How'd that go for you?
whoever or whatever decided to throw that card down and said that I was reportedly a chinchilla breeder was I did a screenshot of it and saved it. And the answer to that one is no. I've never bred a chinchilla. The only time I ever saw a chinchilla was in a pet store.
That's awesome. I have 2 more. You ready?
Sure.
You appeared in all 3 of the Austin Powers movies. You were great in them.
Thank you.
What was the name of the character you played in those movies?
Well, okay, now this is technical, because actually there were 2 names. Johnson was the name that everybody thinks that I was, because I was Johnson in the part 2 when they did the famous joke, is it looks like a giant.
Yes.
Johnson. Okay, but I believe in the very first one I was Peters, radar operator Peters. But I know Johnson is what, you know. They had no idea they were going to be doing sequels. That Austin Powers experience was wonderful, because this fellow Jay Roach, who's a really nice guy, he was a young filmmaker. I started working with him on a TV series called Space Rangers back in the early 90s. And then later on, it was in the late 90s. He called me up and he goes, listen, I'm directing this movie with Mike Myers, and he's unrecognizable. He plays characters that you don't even really know it's Mike Myers. And we want to put as many recognizable people in the movie that we can. Would you like to do a part? And I said, sure, Jay. Because he had been a writer on Space Rangers, and I liked him. And so I went and worked on that movie. The first one, Austin Powers, of course, it went through the roof. And then they made the second one, which is, in my mind, one of the great comedies of all time. And then, of course, they did the third one, which was kind of a victory lap where everybody got paid. And
thank you.
Know, yes, thank you very much. I like victory laps. Well, anyway, listen, guys, I have been I feel so fortunate, and I'm been blessed, and I'm lucky, and I'm grateful. This career that I've had, that has gone on for this long and has included such a wide range of work, some silly, some serious, Apollo 13.
You were great in it, by the way.
Thank you. I've done a lot of things that have gravity, pardon the pun. I feel very lucky. And like, for instance, my wife Kat and I are going to be going to Cleveland and meeting the fans and everything. And I've been assembling my collection. I take a box with me. I take a box of photos, you know, with me. And we have literally probably 40 different photos from various shows, from the Westerns, the old Westerns, to the science fiction and horror is what people really go to when they go to these conventions, like Ice Cream Man, and Evil Speak and Ticks. And, of course, there was a movie called The Wraith that was, you know, kind of an interesting sci-fi movie that, and I'm actually this morning I was putting my box together and I was looking at all the different photos and I'm going, my God, what a memory lane.
What a career. Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
I want to encourage, it's not just me. There's a lot of interesting people that go to these conventions as celebrities, lots of great vendors. The GalaxyCon people put together a great show. And for people that haven't gone to one of these conventions, they ought to think about throwing down their $15 or whatever it is. It's not a huge amount of money to get into the door. And you can go and walk around and see people and do things and maybe pick up a T-shirt or maybe pick up a signed autograph photo.
That's awesome. It's Clint Howard. He's going to be at GalaxyCon Huntington Convention Center. It's the Nightmare Weekend, August 29th through the 31st. Thanks for being a great sport. Thanks for knowing your own career. And Clint, a pleasure to have you with us.
This was outstanding.
Buddy.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. No problem. Let's do it again sometime.
We'd love to. Sounds like Clint. Howard in town this weekend and joining us right there on the Fan Hotline. Well, that was fun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.